Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
I am Jeff Smith, the Rogue Announcer, and this is Rogue Talk for October 5th, 2018. And man, oh man, do we have a good show for you today. I have got a couple of attractive ladies in front of me, and even more important than being attractive is they are very, very intelligent, and they've got some cool stuff going on that we're going to learn about today. And they're a mother and a daughter. Stephanie Lee, who's been on the show before, is here with her daughter Melissa Harris, and they have got a new social media account for Rogue River that I think is pretty cool. I've been following it, and so we're going to talk about that and some other things too. We'll get some updates on what Stephanie's been doing since she was here last, and I'll give Melissa a hard time because I remember her from about the sixth grade was the first time I met her, so we're gonna give her a little bit of a hard time about being a 13-year-old. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Toward the end of the show, we're going to talk about the baseball playoffs. Hunter Arnsdorf is here with me, my intern this extended summer. We took it past the summer, and so he's a baseball expert, so we're going to talk baseball with Hunter. But before we get to all of that, let's take a look at what's been going on around town and around around the country. I mentioned last week the Kavanaugh hearings were going on last week, and much to probably a lot of people's surprise, I chose to not say anything about that last week. I wanted to wait and see how things play out. And a lot has happened in the past week. We still don't have a vote on his on whether he's going to be the judge or not, but we do have a vote. They did vote for cloture, meaning that they will vote on it, but they have to wait, I believe it's 30 hours before they can do that vote. So the vote should come tomorrow. So we still don't know if he's going to get through or not. But I did want to say one little thing about this, and I've been watching a lot of the conversation on social media. One of the things that stands out to me that I feel like that we need to address a little bit is a lot of people that are victims of some sort of attack like has been alleged against Judge Kavanaugh, or even a worse, maybe worse thing, and I hate to separate the two, but a sexual assault or an actual rape or some other kind of violent attack that maybe even doesn't have anything to do with a sexual assault. When this stuff is in the news, in the national news, it brings up a lot of feelings for people. And I'm super compassionate to that. I understand when these things come up, it does stir up feelings with people that have something like this in their past. And I empathize with that because it's a horrible thing. When things come up in the news that are related to something that's happened to me, I know how it makes me feel. But we have to separate those feelings from what's actually going on. And I said something on Once for All this morning that I'm going to kind of repeat here, is that the one thing I want people to understand is you've got to separate yourself from this instance, because it's not about you. Now, again, I am so sympathetic about when these feelings get dredged up again and how horrible that has to be. But for the society in general, we have this tendency to apply things that are happening nationally as like a blanket thing. And it's not that way. This is one case that we don't really know the facts of. We can judge from their testimony what we think, but we weren't even in the room. So you can't look these people in the eye and gauge the way that humans do. You know, I've got two people sitting across from me. I can look into their eyes and I can gauge what they're feeling so much better because they're right here in the room with me than I can watching a television set. And so we've got to separate those two. And I'm still of the opinion that I didn't voice last week, but I did voice again on Once for All. It's a little different situation. I'm there to talk about the news and I talk about those things. But the one thing that I've taken away from this is you can decide that neither one of the parties are lying. That's a perfectly acceptable place to be. And the reason I can say that is this event that was alleged happened over 30 years ago. We know from any legitimate study of psychology, people remember events incorrectly. So it's very possible that both of these people think they're telling the truth and that the truth is probably somewhere in between. So first of all, just because you say I believe one side or the other doesn't mean you're calling the other side a liar. That's the first thing. That's the tendency we have in society, especially when it comes to politics, is we tend to say, well, because I disagree with you, you're a liar or you're just wrong. Well, sometimes the truth is somewhere in between. So the fact that you disagree with someone doesn't make them a horrible person. It doesn't make them a liar. It doesn't make them anything. It just makes them someone that disagrees with you. But we've gotten to this point where we have to demonize people that don't agree with us. So the only thing I would say, if you have an experience like this, the country as a whole, I think we're all pretty sympathetic. This idea that women, because of this one case, all of a sudden the whole country says, oh, we don't listen to women. No, that's not true. You ask your family, you ask your friends, if something like this happened to you, would they take you seriously? Of course they would. They love you and they're not going to assume anything about you. So apply it to your own life and to your friends and your family. This is just one case. It really doesn't have anything to do with you per se. And then again, the other thing is speak about these things realistically. Quit calling people liars. Quit demonizing everybody that disagrees with you. And I don't know how the vote's going to come out tomorrow. It looks like he may get confirmed by a very close vote. But again, if that's the case, then we have to move on. It's not something, it's out of our control at that point. And you know, we have to trust the process, because if we don't trust the process, we're going to have a real problem. We're a country of laws, not a country of men. So we have to live by those laws, and those laws have created institutions and traditions, and we have to follow those things. And sometimes things don't work out the way that we want them to. Most of us think O.J. Simpson was guilty, but he went through the process and he was found not guilty. You may not like it. It's not a perfect system, but it's better than pretty much any system in the world. And that's the one that we're in. And that's what's happening here. There's a system that is taking it's running its course. And that's all we can do is hope that we have as good a system as we can have and go from there. So, you're not going to get anything too hyperbolic from me today, and I hope that's not a disappointment, but I'm just tired of all of the infighting and the social media battles that really are not a lot of thought in them, just a lot of emotion. So that's all I've got to say about that. A little more than I said last week, but still probably not enough for a few of you that like when I get off and say things that are a little bit crazy at times. So let's move on to some other news around town, and most of this is going to be related to the school, because let's face it, that's where most of the news in Rogue River is happening. The FFA program at the junior-senior high school went to Merrill, Oregon this past week and competed in the district soils competition, and they did a pretty good job. Our advanced team finished second, the beginning team finished third, and the individuals involved, Laura Howard was first place on the advanced team. Gabe Tambellini finished fifth for advanced. And in the beginner category, Wyatt Stillwagner was first. Lila Braga was eighth. And Greg Smith was 10th, all in the beginning division. So big shout out to all of those young people there at the high school. Of course, we know on Rogue Talk, the FFA program is, we put it even ahead of sports most of the time. So we're pretty proud of the FFA program over there. And hopefully we'll continue to make them a big part of Rogue Talk. So looking over to sports now, girls soccer, unfortunately, a pair of losses this past week. They lost to St. Mary's 6-1 on Saturday, and this past Wednesday, a 4-0 loss to Lakeview. Boys soccer, a little more successful this past week. A pair of wins for the boys soccer team, an 8-2 win at Lakeview last Saturday, and a 6-1 victory here at Beck Field against Illinois Valley. cross country went to the State of Jefferson Invitational last week. That's at Lithia Park in Ashland. That's my first time ever at Lithia Park, surprisingly enough. And I went over to watch the boys run. We have our one JV girl. She didn't participate last week. But I believe she'll be back in action tomorrow at tomorrow's meet. But the results from last week's meet, Jonah Maris finished 50th overall and 5th among the 3A, 2A runners with a time of 1941.71. And the Rogue Talk mascot, Cameron Smith, with a time of 1839.01. He was 27th overall, and he was first among the 3A, 2A runners at that event. And I'm talking the Oregon runners. There were some California runners, but obviously their classifications are done a little differently. But good job to both Cameron and Jonah. Now let's look at volleyball. Unfortunately, volleyball also a pair of losses this past week. Tuesday, they hosted Lakeview and lost 3-0. And another 3-0 loss at Glide on Thursday. So not as good a results from volleyball, but we'll continue rooting them on. I know the super fans have been turning out for those volleyball games, trying to root them on. And finally, football. In a defensive battle, the Chieftains lost to Lakeview last week, 14-6. And that was a game right here on 94.3 The Bridge. It was the first game for Hunter Arnsdorf to be the color announcer. He had a good time. Unfortunately, though, he wasn't enough of a good luck charm to get that win for the Chieftains. But we'll see what they can do tonight. So that's going to be it for the news and sports. We'll take a little break. And when we come back, we'll have Melissa and Stephanie tell us about the new Rogue River Instagram account. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The remaining undecided Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin, says he will support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The West Virginia senator announced his decision moments after the remaining undecided Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said she would vote to confirm the nominee. Kavanaugh is now set to have the votes needed to be confirmed. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson are urging residents to listen to each other as they react to the murder conviction of white officer Jason Van Dyke and the death of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke was convicted Friday of second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Emanuel and Johnson said in a joint statement that, quote, "The effort to drive lasting reform and rebuild bonds of trust between residents and police must carry on with vigor." Down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 180 points, the Nasdaq lower by 92. This is SRN News.
Broadcasting to Rogue River, Gold Hill, Weimer, and beyond. 94.3, The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with baseball playoff action. LA takes the 1-0 lead in the National League Divisional Series Thursday.
The Dodgers got 3 home runs along with a brilliant pitching performance from Hyunjin Ryu in a 6-0 win over the Braves. The left-hander threw up 7 scoreless frames while striking out 8 batters with no walks. Jock Peterson led off the first with a homer off Mike Fultonavich, and the following inning, Max Muncy belted a 3-run shot. Kike Hernandez connected with a big fly later in the game. Playing their first postseason game since 2013, Atlanta managed just 6 hits, all singles. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
The Milwaukee Brewers pulled out a 3-2 10-inning win over the Colorado Rockies. They take the 1-0 advantage in their NLDS. Game 2 is today at Milwaukee in L.A. They'll have Game 2 today as well. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to NFL Thursday Night Football, Tom Brady reached yet another milestone, leading the New England Patriots to their second straight win since a 1-2 start. Brady's third and final touchdown pass of the night was also the 500th of his career as the Patriots downed the Colts 38-24. The 41-year-old quarterback reached the mark by hitting Josh Gordon for a 34-yard score with 9:19 remaining, giving New England a 31-17 lead. In the National Hockey League last night, it was the Penguins over the Capitals 7-6 in overtime. Bruins 4, Sabres nothing. The Islanders beat Carolina 2-1 in OT. Columbus needed the extra period to top the Red Wings 3-2. Nashville 3, Rangers 2. It was the Blackhawks over the Senators 4-3 in overtime. Winnipeg beat St. Louis 5-1. Dallas 3, Arizona nothing. It was Colorado over Minnesota 4-1. And the Flyers beat Vegas 5-2. This is SRN Sports.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And before I bring these two ladies on the air, I want to give out the number in case you want to call in. And this, if there's any day I've ever wanted somebody to call in, Melissa's a little nervous, so I definitely want you to call in right now to 541-299-0498. And call in and let's give these ladies a hard time. No, I'm kidding. But
we can handle it.
Yeah. And if you would rather send an email, you can do that at feedback@943thebridge.com. And always put Rogue Talk in the subject line. Two words, Rogue Talk. And those will come right to me in the studio. So let me welcome to the show, first time guest, Melissa Harris. She's a mother, a blogger, a hairdresser, and a longtime friend of mine, mostly because of Josie Pratt. But welcome to Rogue Talk, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And her mother, who's been on the show before, she's a mother and a grandmother, an artist, an author, and a teacher. And of course, that's Stephanie Lee. Stephanie, welcome back to Rogue Talk.
Thank you.
So before we get into this new Instagram account, which I think is super cool, especially because I'm going to be on it pretty soon now that you guys are here taking pictures of me.
Yes.
But let's catch up with both of you. Let's start with Melissa. Melissa, the first time I met Melissa, she was probably in sixth grade.
Oh, goodness.
She was friends with Josie Pratt, and I was coaching middle school basketball. And I remember her being with Josie coming over to practice. And I don't know if she remembers this, but I think I asked her to play on the team. I'm like, if you're going to hang out here, you might as well just be on the team. And I got a look from Melissa that was like,
You're nuts.
You must be crazy, old man. There is no way.
I know.
So. I was born with that look.
I know. I feel like I was tall for my age in that stage, and I got that question asked quite a bit. Do you play basketball? No, I don't.
No.
But all my friends did. I don't know. Never caught my attention.
So Josie,
but I remember you.
Yeah, Melissa would hang out at practice, waiting for Josie to get done, and I would bug her to play. I quit bugging her. I think I only asked her once or twice, but yeah, we could have used you. We needed some help, especially by eighth grade year. Eighth grade.
I don't think she would have been any help because she'd be like, "Why am I going to run that end if I'm just going to have to run back to this end?"
Yeah. Well, you know, we could have made her a defensive specialist.
There you go. Yeah.
Just stay at one end and play defense.
Yeah.
So now. And then I probably didn't see a lot of Melissa for a while until Miss Rogue River. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're a former Miss Rogue River winner. And then you got to be the co-host with me the following year, as is the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we really kind of got to know each other a little bit better, although she was still the same mom. She was pretty standoffish with me. She's like, I don't know.
Goodness.
I don't associate with anybody over the age of 20, so don't talk to me.
No, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun,
yep.
And you were a worthy winner.
Thank you.
I think the highlight of the night for your performance was your singing, which was just spectacular. It was
Thank
amazing.
You.
I don't know if you got that from your mother or your father, but or maybe neither. I don't know. But we won't do any auditions here today.
That's wise.
So, but now more recently, since that time, you have become a wife and you've become a mother.
Yes.
And a little sailor, and she is freaking adorable.
Thank you.
So catch us up on that. You're now married, and tell us about your husband and tell us about your daughter.
Yeah. So right out of high school, I went over to beauty school, and I got my cosmetology license. Soon after, I Then was engaged during beauty school to DeAndre Harris, my now husband, obviously. Did the beauty school thing, started in the salon, got married a year ago this September. Had a little babe, little Sailor, and she's so fun. So I worked in the salon for over a year, and I recently stepped back from that, but it's good. I'm excited. My husband DeAndre is actually working for Brotherton Pipeline out of town, so he's gone. So it's just Sailor and I kind of doing our own thing right now. But it's fun and it's good, and we get to see DeAndre every couple weeks, and so it's fun, and our visits are fun, but it's fun. It's a busy, different season of life right now, but it's good. It's really good.
Yeah, that's great. And so I had mentioned that you were a hairdresser, but you've stepped away. Your sister mm-hmm. actually owned the salon that you were working at.
Yep,
and she's moving away from that too, mm-hmm. selling her salon. And so
yes.
kind of a whole new yeah. chapter of your life
mm-hmm,
here, and
totally.
You get to be a stay-at-home mom, which I think mm-hmm. is super cool.
Yes, I'm excited.
We tried to do that with my kids. Jill was mostly a stay-at-home mom. She had a couple of jobs after we moved to Rogue River, but it's a super cool, it's a very important job, much
yeah.
more important than any money you can
yeah.
make at another job.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's good, which means that makes you, Stephanie, a grandma. Now, I think mm-hmm. you're a grandma more than once, aren't you?
Is that, yeah. My oldest stepdaughter has 3 kids.
Right.
So I was a grandma at 35, if you count that. So.
Yeah. So that's pretty early. I was feeling bad about when I became a grandfather a year ago, but you started even earlier than I did.
Yeah.
So, but you get to spend a fair amount of time with Sailor. She's pretty cool, huh?
She's awesome. She's fierce, just like her mama. Yeah. She's awesome.
Funny.
Now, of course, you've been on the show already. We celebrated the 10th anniversary of your book,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about some of the things you do online mm-hmm. and the classes. But it seemed to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you just recently announced something you're working on related to your business. What was that?
Yeah. Well, there's always some iron in the fire. Right now, I'm getting ready to relaunch a program that I wrote almost a couple of years ago called The Wholehearted Artist, and doing a free challenge around that. And basically, it's the concept that if we want to show up to any version of creativity fully, we have to tend to the parts of our life that maybe don't seem to have anything to do with creativity. So relationships, I mean, we can show up to our creativity if everything else is a mess, but it's great if we can have some good things going on besides that. So within my online community, most of my community, as far as my creativity, is online, people that live elsewhere. That's really resonating with people right now, you know, because they want to be creative, but they don't want to be at the expense of other aspects of their life. So that's what I'm working on right now.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, I did notice that during the first segment when I was talking about the FFA program at the high school, I saw some grins over there. Melissa, you have a little experience with FFA, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know,
I loved it.
I got to say that's one of the things that I had to adjust to when I moved to Rogue River was the FFA program is pretty popular at Rogue River, and it's mm-hmm. gotten huge. It's like a
yeah.
third of the school is involved.
Yep. Over 100.
But I have to admit something to you. I've known you for a long time, but the first time I saw you in your FFA jacket, I was like, what? She's in FFA?
That's so
because
funny.
You are such a girly girl.
See, and it's funny because people know me kind of either way. And I've always been, like, horses have been my favorite animal since I had a favorite animal, you know. And I was always into farm life, you know. And I had friends with horses and friends with lots of animals. And we always had, you know, dogs and cats and chickens. But we always had land for my little sister Annabelle and I to go and play on and be outside. And so it didn't catch some people by surprise that I was in FFA. I always wanted to do 4-H when I was younger and never did. And so
I didn't know this.
Well, yeah. Well, I always wanted a horse my whole life.
We're having family
that.
Counseling
no, yeah.
right here on Rogue Talk.
Yeah. I'm just discovering.
No,
Mom
remember,
fail number 576.
I did some 4-H stuff like with our dog. You know, because there's so many different aspects of 4-H and FFA, which are very two separate things. Nobody get them confused. And so I was really excited. But yeah, when I was younger, probably a freshman, the FFA program was not an established extracurricular activity at Rogue River. It really wasn't. We were you know, shifting through some changes and different ag teachers, and there was just lots of stuff. So it was perfect timing when I kind of started to show an interest. We got a new ag teacher. It kind of started to grow. But I was one of maybe 10 active members when I was in it. So it was not a cool thing when I was first in it. I was, and everyone's like, what are you doing, Melissa? But I was the nerd that was like, I want to know everything about soil judging. This is the best thing ever. I loved it. It was just, it was so fun and it was so interesting.
To this day, when we have our bee feed, we put up these photos, you know, to this day, unless something has changed since last time we talked to him, Sam Herringshaw's favorite picture that we put up is a picture of her hands with her manicure and her rings.
Jewelry.
Just dirty, doing some toil testing. It's just, it's really contradictory, you know?
We need on that that Instagram account, I think we should get a picture of Melissa in her Miss Rogue River formal gown, digging in the dirt, you know, maybe with her FFA jacket on.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because the year that I actually won Miss Rogue River, I went on a month later to go show my hog at fair. So I think I have some pictures of my Miss Rogue River crown sitting on top of my market hog.
I think it's fair to say that those of us that only knew you from a distance,
right,
if we had seen you one side or the other, we would have not known anything about the other side.
So totally.
I think it's pretty cool. And of course, we've had Annabelle in here, although I don't think she's actually spoke on the air. Annabelle is Melissa's little sister. Mm-hmm. She's been in studio, but she sat on the couch when she was here. She was sick and didn't want to come on the air. I think she was just making excuses, but we're going to have to get her on soon.
Yes.
But of course, she was involved in FFA as well. And in fact, she had a hand in the beautiful award that they gave me at last year's awards ceremony for having them on here. You know what? I'm so grateful that they recognized me and that they were grateful for for letting them be a part of the show. But honestly, I don't deserve an award, because when I'm having FFA kids in here in the studio, I'm doing the two things I love the most: talking on the radio and talking with young people. I love to hang out with the high school kids, and
which is why the award is deserved, for sure.
Yes.
I'm right where I want to be. I don't need to be awarded for it. So while it's cool. So we've kind of set up who we're talking to here now. But I just
have to tell you, though, that if Melissa had come to us and said, I want to be a glamour makeup artist, we would not have been surprised. If she came to us and said, I want to be a large animal vet, we would have not been surprised. She holds those two kind of seemingly opposite things. I mean, they're very true to her. And so it's just been really fun as her mom to see her find ways where she can have fun with both, you know, and I've always loved that about her.
Well, and it surprised me at the time, but it doesn't surprise me now, because I have a daughter. In fact, they went to school together that are kind of similar in that they can be girly girls and tomboys at the same time. It's an interesting mix, but not too unusual, but kind of fun to see you digging in the dirt with your manicured nails. So you two recently have decided to start a new Instagram account for Rogue River. So tell me what made you decide to do that? What was the impetus that you thought Rogue River needs an Instagram account?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you my reasons for it, and then Melissa can tell you her reasons, because they may differ a little bit. So I have to confess that I'm really quick to whine and complain about things that I don't like how they're going, you know, especially when I see the potential of something to be really awesome and it's not. It's easy for me to come home and, like, you know, complain to my family. Can you blame my mama? Why don't they just, you know? And I'm, you know, that's just a quality that I'm working on in general in my life. You know, what did Henry Ford say? Never complain, never explain. Something like, basically just either shut up about it or do something about it. And I wanted to create a third option where, instead of just shutting up or doing something, I wanted to learn how to look at things differently too. And so Rogue River is not my hometown. We've lived here since 2002. The girls were both born in Sunny Valley at home, but they both started school here in Rogue River. So by all counts, this is their hometown. This is everything they remember. Mm-hmm. And living here as long as we have, it feels like hometown to me in a lot of ways. I know that there are people that have been here for generations. And so it's kind of like been this interesting thing of me saying, well, who am I to, you know, talk about how awesome Rogue River is or how the history or whatever. I've only been here X amount of years. But then maybe who am I not to? Who is anyone not to, you know? So for me, it was two parts. Number one, I wanted to start changing how I saw Rogue River, and I wanted to create, the second part would be I wanted to create a space where other people might be able to see things that they don't see. Mostly, you know, when you see something every day, you stop seeing it, kind of a thing. And I mean, our first little exploration out to get photos, we were looking in places that we've driven by a million times and never noticed that thing or that whatever, you know, whatever thing. And so, It was like, I'm not interested for, I can't get on certain city things because I don't live within the city limits. I'm not interested in really getting on any committees where there's a lot of maybe posturing or, you know, just things that can sometimes happen in committees. And maybe someday I will. But I thought that doesn't mean I can't do nothing, you know, or can't do something. And so for me, it was like, this is something that fits in my life that I know I could create some consistency around, and it'll change how I see my town and the people in it. And it also might show other people some, you know, some perspective that they haven't had.
Well, and I understand what you're talking about things that you go past every day and you don't even think about it, because there's a couple of examples of that. I grew up in California, and mm-hmm. I lived in the same town for basically all first 31 years of my life. And now, granted, there's only a handful of those years I was an adult, but there was enough of them. I lived in Santa Rosa. I was right in the heart of the Sonoma wine country. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I had lived in Oregon for a fair amount of time before I finally went wine tasting. Now, I'm not mm-hmm. much of a drinker, so wine tasting wasn't exactly on the top of my list.
Right.
But I lived in the Sonoma Valley wine country, and I never, ever went wine tasting.
Yeah.
I've been on a wine tasting tour here in Southern Oregon. So yeah. It's one of those things where you just, well, I was a NASCAR fan for a lot of years. Yeah. I don't watch much anymore. I won't get into all the reasons for that.
We'll forgive you.
But I lived
about being a fan.
Yeah, but 45 minutes away from Sears Point, which has changed names a few times, but I still call it Sears Point. Never went to a NASCAR race there. I was there dozens of times because my brother raced motorcycles and I was there for him. Never went to a NASCAR race in fact, my wife and I have some certain personal goals, and one of the bonuses we're going to give ourselves when we reach one of these personal goals is to go to the night NASCAR race in Bristol, Tennessee. So
oh my gosh,
I still
Tennessee.
So fun. I'll make it finally to a NASCAR yeah. race, and mm-hmm. it still won't be at Sears Point. So
yeah.
So I totally get yeah. it. We've been to Crater Lake once,
mm-hmm.
but I need to go back. It's mm-hmm. it's not very far away, and it's
right.
a really cool
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. So what about you, Melissa? What was your drive behind wanting to do this?
Yeah, so I'm in agreement with a lot of what my mom had to share. It's really, for me, you know, I'm kind of in the same position where I too see things, and I could, you know, have things to say about the town and Rogue River that maybe aren't running super smoothly, but I see a lot on Facebook, primarily Facebook, of what other people have to say, you know, about, well, this Rooster Crow was that, and well, our school district is this, and well, our town, you know, just a lot of people complaining who either haven't lived in the town very long and don't know the history of maybe what they're complaining about, or the kind of the story behind it of maybe why it's not functioning as well as it could.
Or how people are trying to make it better.
Right. Or there are people that you don't want to do anything. They don't want to take actions and say, like, you know, hey, we thought Rooster Crow sucked. What can we do? You know, or, you know, hey, this happened here. Like, who's in charge of this? What can we do? Instead of, you know, who's in charge of this? They need to know that this was not good, you know. So people taking action to improve it and make it a fun place. And the biggest thing for me is we have we used to have family reunions here. We still do kind of sometimes here at our house in Oregon. And for a lot of our out-of-town family, I would have some cousins that would say, like, this town is so cute. Oh, my gosh, we love your town. And in my head, I'm like, you do? Okay, thanks.
We do get a little jaded over time, I have to admit.
Yeah.
And well, especially when there's other towns that just on a like, decor level or architecture level have certain things more catchy or whatever, you know,
right.
So it's easy to compare, you know.
Our downtown's a little less architecture driven and a little more eclectic. So
right.
You really have to look a little closer because it's easy to walk through downtown Jacksonville and go, okay, yeah,
exactly.
These buildings are cool.
Yeah.
But we have something to offer. You just it's not necessarily going to be in the architecture of the buildings necessarily.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I was actually going to mention like Jacksonville. You know, my group of friends, kind of my age, is like, let's go to this town and let's go to a coffee shop or let's go do something fun or let's go walk around, take pictures. You know, and exactly like my mom was saying, when we went around to take some pictures for the Instagram page, it was like, look at this cool building. Look at this cool little road. Look, you know, these things that I have literally seen regularly my entire life that exactly are forgotten. And so if you're not a local of Rogue River, if you don't live in Rogue River, when you drive on the freeway from Grants Pass, Medford, vice versa, you can't see the town. You only see the bridge. So everyone I've ever talked to is, Rogue River, is that the town with the bridge? And I always think, well, yeah, I guess the bridge. But for us that live in Rogue River, unless you live on Rogue River Highway, you're not going across the bridge. So to me, the bridge isn't the first thing I think of. Everyone else who doesn't come to Rogue River regularly, that's the only thing they see from the freeway. So that's all they have to relate it with. So for somebody that hasn't really been in the town, you can't see the town from the freeway. There's nothing that really draws you into the town or you know, there aren't really any attractions. And so I see the town and I see it, you know, sometimes from an outside perspective of people saying, you know, that building's so cool. Oh, there's, you know, we love going to Paisano's, you know, just little things like that where it's like, okay, what else in this town would be worthy of people visiting and coming to it? And, you know, I hear people, you know, say, well, there's no cool businesses. There's a bunch of empty buildings. Well, okay, could we get people to come to Rogue River and see that it actually is a cool place and it might be a great place to start a business? You know, so just kind of bringing that crowd, and not to say to bring outside people, but that's what it might take, is to bring some outside people into the town and some fresh eyes and minds for the people that are a little stagnant here in the town to go, okay, this is pretty cool. So I've been in contact with a couple people. I've chatted a little bit with Rob Heilman just via Facebook Messenger, and then Jamie Wright a little bit.
And then we had Jamie just on the show just a week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, yeah. And of course, Rob has been on the show too, but for those of you maybe listening for the first time, Rob is a school board member.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president of the Booster Club at the high school, and he's very involved in a lot of things going on. The youth soccer program he's heavily involved with. So that's who Rob is. And of course, Jamie is now the principal at the elementary school. She had previously been at the high school.
Right.
So just to get people so they know who we're talking about here. And just so you know, I am talking to Melissa Harris and Stephanie Lee, if you're just joining us, and we're talking about the new Rogue River Instagram account. So go ahead, Melissa.
So I've been in contact with the two of them, and not that my primary passion is the youth, even though Jamie and Rob are primarily involved with the youth. What excites me most about them is they both have a positive voice in the community, and they're both really active in, especially Rob, about making his voice heard in the community. And I know at least on Facebook, he's really good at engaging with people and getting people's opinions and just talking to people. And I think that's really awesome. And that's something that I know we would like to do more of with the Instagram page, is to engage with people and, you know, mention people on our Instagram account and what they're doing in the town and, you know, the FFA program and different things like that. But to also get people to come to the town and engage with us and just kind of rebuild the reputation that Rogue River has right now, that I wouldn't say is terrible, but it's not I don't think it's what it could be.
It doesn't stand out, and you want to make it stand out.
Exactly.
Well, and I would definitely, if you haven't done this already, I would encourage you to talk to Lori Stone. She's the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Roto-Rooter, and she's been really making a lot of changes. They've started some new things. They've got they're working on a military banner program that's brand new. They did an awards and an installation of officers night for the first time ever, and I kind of co-hosted that. So they've got some new things going on, trying exactly to promote what's going on in town. They've brought some of the members back that had left the chamber for various reasons, and they've gotten some of them to come back. And so I would definitely suggest coordinating with the chamber on ways that you can help promote events that they're doing that would lend themselves perfectly to this Instagram page.
Yeah.
And in fact, Lori was supposed to be coming on the show. We're still going to get her on, but we had to reschedule. We had her scheduled and some things come up. She's a very busy person, and we had to reschedule. But, you know, so there is good things going on. In fact, you mentioned some of the businesses. You know, there's going to be a really cool coffee shop opening up pretty soon.
Yep.
It's not happening on my watch. Yeah, it's not happening as fast as we'd all like. But I know, Jay's going to get it done.
Something really interesting I just want to mention really quickly about why Melissa and I are any more qualified than anybody else. Do I have a minute to say this?
Oh, yeah, you got time.
And we're not more qualified than anyone else. But one aspect to both of us is that we both are very, very at heart. We really value history and ties, you know, connections to our past. A lot of that has, as you mentioned, our family reunions, you know, just that sense of belonging, that sense of like story that goes way back. And there are so many people in the community, like, for example, Cheryl's son. I mean, how many generations has her family been here, right? And at the same time, we get really excited about new and fresh, you know? So we're on Instagram a lot, both of us, just for various reasons. And the powerful thing about Instagram over Facebook, and for anybody listening who's like, what's Instagram? It's basically focuses around a visual aspect. So pictures and a little post. You can't just post words. Like Facebook, you can just post words. You can share memes. You can whatever. You have to post your own picture. You have to post a picture and then say something about it. And it's almost like it narrows your focus down to looking what's in the picture and seeing what somebody is saying about that. And so bringing back our appreciation for historical connection and a sense of belonging with our love for new and fresh, we feel like, well, that's a really accurate cross-section of this community, is we've got young people who are looking for something kind of fresh and alive, and then we have older people who really want to be and deserve to be honored and respected for the wisdom that they have in the community. So we're not necessarily at this point going to be highlighting businesses as much as we want to talk about the people who are running those businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, our Instagram description page, or the little header thing, it says highlighting the people, places, and potential of our town. And honestly, the potential is a big thing for me, too. And I think it's important to look at potential. That doesn't mean you're not appreciating what's there, you know. So it's this really great combination of, you know, just really honoring what has been here for a long, long, long time and trying to show it in a fresh way. Just because it's 200 years old doesn't mean it's old and tired. Like, we can still love it and appreciate it.
Yeah. So. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned Cheryl's son. She's she wrote the book on Rogue River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
we will be referencing that, I'm sure.
And she will be a guest on this show at some point. We've been chatting about it for as long as I've had the show. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we've chatted about it so long that her daughter will be on the show before her, because next week Liberty Elias Miller will be on Rogue Talk, and she is Cheryl's daughter. Mm. So her daughter even got on before her. So
that's funny.
Cheryl, we know you're listening, and we need to get you on the show. I refer to her as kind of as the Rogue River / Weimer historian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She hates that title. She says, I'm not old enough to be considered a historian. And I says, yeah, but your family has been here for generations.
Yes. She's a story keeper.
She is.
She's a story keeper. Mm-hmm. And that's so essential in communities.
And her father is the reason that the Rogue River High School is the chieftain. So there's a lot of history there. And so we will get you on, Cheryl. I will hunt you down. But no, yeah. And that's a perfect person to reference when you're talking about kind of cataloging the history, because, you know, pictures are history.
Yeah.
I mean, when you take that picture and you post it, that becomes history, today's history, but it's I think it's a cool thing you're doing, and I wish we had more time to chat, because I love having you both in here. Of course, Stephanie, you've been here before, and I'll have you back again, because she told me last time she was here, Melissa, she says, anytime you need someone, if you just need someone to fill the time, just let me know, I'll come in. So,
because my family doesn't listen to me, so no, I'm just kidding, they do.
Hey, I was just watching you today on Instagram. You were stealing mint.
Oh my gosh. I was. Our neighbors are building a new house, and there was mint growing under their bridge, and nobody was picking it, so I just had to pick it. There's a giant pot of tea on my stove right now as we speak.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'd love to have you both back, you know, maybe in a few months after that you start to build up the pictures on there. We can come back and talk about some of the things that have happened.
Yes. But
Melissa Harris, Stephanie Lee, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And we're going to have to take a break, so I leave just enough time for Hunter and I to talk baseball.
Okay, don't forget to tell them where to find us, at Rogue River, Oregon.
At Rogue River, Oregon on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
And I will try and post a link to that on the website after the show is over. And again, ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And we will take a quick break and be back with Hunter Arnsdorf and the baseball playoffs.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine declared Friday she'll vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination, all but ensuring that a deeply riven Senate will elevate the conservative jurist to the nation's highest court, despite allegations that he sexually assaulted women decades ago. The dramatic Senate floor announcement by perhaps the chamber's most moderate Republican ended the suspense over a tortuous election season battle that had left Kavanaugh's fate in doubt for nearly a month after the first accusation against him. It assured a victory for President Trump's quest to move the Supreme Court rightward, perhaps for decades, and a satisfying win for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 180 points to close at 26,447. The NASDAQ dropped 92. The S&P lower by 16. Oil up a penny to $74.34 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Back to Rogue Talk, and I want to get a couple of announcements done here so we can talk to Hunter. Let me get these done. The Live Oak Grange has their tea and brunch fundraiser coming up, and those tickets are $12, and that will be at 11 a.m. on October 13th. You can get a hold of me on Facebook or at the email, and I can point you in the right direction to get your tickets for that if you'd like to support the Live Oak Grange. They'll have food and games and an auction going on there. The drama department at Rogue River Junior Senior High School has their play coming up. It will open on November 9th. It will be Arsenic and Old Lace. And hopefully we'll get some of the kids in here to talk about that. But I haven't scheduled that, so no promises yet. But that's coming up. November 9th is when that will open. And let's quickly look at the sports schedule. Girls soccer plays tomorrow at IV, 10 a.m. Boys soccer plays, they actually play tonight at U.S. Cellular Field against Cascade Christian High School. That's at 4:30 at field number 12. Cross country will be at the Valley of the Rogue for the Southern Oregon invite. That'll be tomorrow. Varsity boys will be at 12:30. JV girls will be at 10 a.m. And those are the two divisions we compete in at Rogue River. Volleyball plays next Tuesday at Butte Falls at 6:15. And, of course, football will be tonight at Rogue River versus Glide. And the Chieftains are going to be looking for some offense. They've been struggling. And hopefully they'll find that offense tonight. And so I think that's all of the announcements I had. Oh, also the National Honor Society at the junior senior high school has a color run coming up on the 13th of October, and that will be at Beck Field. And I will put the link for you to sign up on the website. I will put it on the post for today's show. So look for that if you'd like to participate in the color run. So Hunter, baseball playoffs are going on. We don't have quite as much time as I'd hope we had had, but that's fairly typical because I always run long, don't I?
Yeah, you definitely do.
So who's in the playoffs right now? And tell me who your favorites are. Who you think's going to win the whole thing?
The playoffs are going to be the Astros versus Indians. Then you got the Dodgers, Braves, and then Brewers and Cubs. Or not Cubs, Rockies.
Brewers and Rockies, okay. And so without getting too much into that, we can probably talk about it a little more in the coming weeks as the playoffs move on. Of course, my A's are out of it, so I've lost interest. But yeah. Who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
I believe the Brew Crew in Milwaukee.
You think the Brewers? Well, I have a friend that will be happy to hear that. She's a huge Brewer fan. I hate to say this because I hate the Dodgers, but after watching the way that Reese?
I believe so.
Pitched the other night, Dodgers might be tough. It's gonna be fun to watch, though. So, and baseball is one of your favorite sports.
Yes,
you're a Giants
is.
Fan, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, we had you as the color announcer at the football game last week. Did you enjoy doing that?
I enjoyed it.
Good, good. So hopefully maybe we'll get you some more airtime tonight if I can wrestle the microphone away from Rich. Rich will be back tonight.
Okay.
But we'll see if we can get you a little time again tonight. So let's move on to your football picks. Now, I made a little mistake. We picked some football games a couple of weeks back, and I meant to look those up to see how you did, but we'll just have to do that at another time. But you've got a few games in the NFL you wanted to pick, so let's take a look at those games. The first game is the Raiders and the Chargers. The Chargers are a 5.5-point favorite. Who do you got in that game?
I believe the Raiders will win.
Raiders getting 5.5, and you say they're going to win that one. Yeah, it'd be nice to have John Gruden not have to go into overtime against the worst team in football to get a win, but yeah. We'll see how that goes this week. So the next game you wanted to pick was the 49ers against the Cardinals. 49ers hosting the Cardinals, and they're a 3.5-point favorite. The Cardinals are 0-4, and Niners 1-3. Who do you got in that game?
I believe the 49ers will win because the Cardinals' best receiver is questionable for Sunday.
Oh, so if they're without their best receiver, it could be another long day for the Cardinals. So you're picking the 49ers to win that one. I'm going to go with you on the Raider game, but I'm going to go against you on this one. I think the Cardinals are going to get their first win of the season over the Niners. And so the last game you wanted to pick, Packers and Lions, and trying to find that game so I can give you the spread. Detroit is a 1-point favorite, so basically it's a pick 'em game. Packers at the Lions, who do you got?
I got the Packers.
Picking the Packers. So Packers going to beat the Lions. Lions been playing better. Last week they played a little better than they've been playing. But I think I'm going to go with the Packers too on that one. And so that's all the time we're going to have for you. I want to apologize to Hunter. I hoped we'd have a little more time to talk about the baseball playoffs, but next week we'll talk a little more about that and what's going on there. I wanted to let you know my upcoming guests for the next couple of weeks. Of course, I mentioned Liberty Elias Miller. She's the excuse me, sorry, getting a little distracted here. Her book is The Heart of the Runaway. She'll be on next week, and then we'll have Morgan Cottle, and you'll have to find out about that later.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk.
Be good
on
to one another.
The Bridge. Rogue Talk, with over. Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice. 94.3 The Bridge. Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.